Okay, Marcel Petito, Sports Inquirer here with Georgia State Junior Center Natalia Nieto. And we are going to discuss starting this three-match winning streak. What have been some of the biggest factors in the team starting, having a rough start to the year, but now that you've won three matches in a row, what has been the biggest difference?
I think now, since we're like 2 months into conference, the system is starting to like get together and like we're all like, we're all used to play by each other. We learn how to play by each other, and we're feeling like each other in the court. That's like the biggest thing, like learning how to play, you know, with your teammates and buying the system the coaches like gave us.
Right, and for
trusting the system.
Definitely, and for your efforts against Lafayette and Troy, you were named the conference's setter of the week.
Yes.
Discuss that honor.
As a setter, I would say like my team gave me that award. That's not something that I can get by myself. That's something that I like need my teammates to achieve that award. Because as a setter, I only like I actually run the game, but they're the ones that like put the ball away and stuff for me. You know, that's not like something that I actually got by myself. That's something that my team got for me.
Yeah, and you touched on that. What's your responsibility as a setter for those of you who maybe aren't as familiar with the sport of volleyball? What is your role on the court?
My role in the court is actually like run the system, like run the plays, run the game. It's actually like putting my teammates in the best spot they can be to like achieve like what they want, like get some points, like score some points. That's my role, like putting them in that situation, that spot, in that, yeah, just actually like control the game pretty much.
Good. Yeah. You have two matches coming up this weekend. Mm-hmm. You host Texas Arlington on mm-hmm. Friday, October 31st, and you go to Georgia Southern mm-hmm. on November 1st. Mm-hmm. What are the two or three things the team is working on in practice this week to prepare for those matchups?
We're working on small details, like making everything, just like making better those like small things. Now that we got the system down and we're just like making better those small things that can like make us like fall apart at some points. Mm-hmm. And these two matches are gonna be like really important for the season because we haven't played UT Arlington yet, and Georgia Southern is our biggest like rival conference. So, and after that football game on Saturday, it's gonna be a great game.
Sure. We're gonna bring it to you personally. Mm-hmm. Why Georgia State University, and how did you end up attending here, obviously not being from the United States?
Yeah. Actually, I never thought about coming to the United States to play or study, but I was playing in a tournament when I was in my 17th year. And
so the equivalent of a junior in high school?
Yeah. No, I was transitioning. I was going to become a senior that year.
Okay.
It was during the summer. And a coach approached me and he asked me like if I was like being recruited or if I thought about coming to the United States. I said no, and he was like, well, you should try. It was like a junior college. And then I started like looking into it, and I started like sending emails and videos of me playing. And then all the teams responded like, no, we already have the team, like we already have the scholarships committed. So, and then in January of my senior year, my second semester of my senior year, Georgia State's head coach, which was Tammy Audia, she emailed me back and she said that she would like me to come for a visit because she had a setter and the setter decommitted, so they didn't have a setter at the moment.
Okay.
And that's when I came in. I came for my visit, and when I came here, I fell in love with it, and I said yes right away.
How have you enjoyed Atlanta? Obviously, I'm actually from New York myself, and we talked mm-hmm. about that. I find a very surprisingly diverse culture here mm-hmm. in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Have you kind of found the same here?
Yeah. I think that was a thing that I really liked the most. It was like when I came on my visit, I met a lot of people, and they were from different places, and like the diversity, like knowing from like different cultures and stuff. I think that was, I'm majoring in marketing with international business. So having that international like culture experience in college, I think it is pretty important for me.
Yeah, have you been able to deal with businesses and use your Hispanic background and kind of merge that with your American experiences?
Mm-hmm. I haven't yet, but going to my internships and stuff next year, I think it's going to help me a lot, like having those two languages, that, you know, like two different like people, like audience that I can go to.
Do family and friends, are they able to see you participate in,
yep.
or your family from Puerto Rico, are they able to come here or at least see you on the internet?
My family's still back home, like back in Puerto Rico, but my parents watch every single game online, and then they come visit at least twice a year, so that's pretty fun, yeah.
Okay, good.